Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And today you get the privilege of learning more about being the queen of yourself. Before we get into today's show, I want to just bring us all to our bodies. So my guest today and the station manager are both on the East Coast and talking about how hot it is. The station manager is saying that he feels like his cells are frying into little eggs when he walks outside. And I'm on the Oregon coast, and it's a beautiful, beautiful blue sky with one or two little wispy clouds, and it's about 75 degrees with just a little bit of a breeze. And I'm not saying that to go na-na-na-na-na-na. Well, maybe to the station manager, but not to the rest of you. I'm saying that because I'm just bundling in my arms a great, big, cool, refreshing breeze, and I'm sending it to all of you. So just allow that cool, refreshing feeling to wash over your skin. To breathe it in, feel it going in through your nostrils and into your lungs, this refreshing, cool feeling. Okay, so today I have a guest that I have not actually met in person. So many of my guests I have, but when I heard about her and her book, I just fell in love with her immediately. Her name is Donna Hennis, and she's also known as Mama Donna, and I could see why. She just has that feel about her. So you're in for a real treat today. I know you're all going to love her. So Donna Hennis is an internationally acclaimed spiritual teacher, popular speaker, and award-winning writer specializing in multicultural ritual celebrations of the cycles and the seasons and the seasons of our lives. Today, everything is seeming like a tongue twister. Her joyful celebrations of celestial events have introduced ancient traditional rituals and contemporary ceremonies to millions of people in more than 100 cities for 35 years. And I think that is so incredibly fabulous. Ritual is so important. It's something that in the culture that most of us live in is really lacking. And I'm looking forward to hearing more about that from Donna. She's the author of four books, including the award-winning Amazon.com best-selling The Queen of Myself, Stepping into Sovereignty in Midlife. I don't know what it is. I better get a drink of water. My tongue seems to be sticking to my mouth. Her work has been featured in New York Times, The New Yorker, USA Today, The Huffington Post, The Daily Beast, Martha Stewart Living, Japanese Vogue, Crain's New York. Anyway, it goes on. She's got a long list. She's done more than 100 radio programs, national television, and she has all kinds of other wonderful things about her. And I will now just give it over to you to share yourself. Mama Donna, welcome to Opening to Ecstasy.
Thank you. It's great to be here in the cool breeze of Oregon.
It is, and the breeze is getting so strong, I'm actually shutting my window. So thank you. Thank you for being here. And it was interesting when you guys were talking about the weather, because I often feel that certain things are lacking in this town and want to move, and then I go somewhere else and it's so hot that I end up being so happy to be back here with the cool breeze and the beautiful ocean and all the lakes and rivers that we have here. Donna, I'm looking forward to getting to know about you. So what's your professional background? Like, how did you get into the work that you do with ceremonies and all that?
Well, my ceremonial work actually started when I was a little girl. I've been doing this ritual work for a very long time, professionally for about 36 years. But I've been a ceremonialist since I was a child and loved it.
Was that natural in you, or were you around it, exposed to it?
No, it was mine, and I think I came in knowing it. You can't say that to everybody, but
I totally get what you're saying. Yes.
So this was not my family environment or where I lived or grew up or anything. It was just in me, and I sort of just followed my heart and. And I've been doing that ever since. I call it walking the miracle trail.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I'm so happy to hear you say that. I'm going through some intense times in myself. It's a transformation that's been long and coming and been kind of cooking in the oven for a long time. And to hear you say, walking the miracle trail, I know that that's what's really calling me. So I want to hear more about how you do that. How do you walk the miracle trail?
Well, you follow your heart. And I have to say, I do a lot of spiritual counseling, and these last few years have been really hard for most people. Maybe not the bankers, but for just about everybody else. And people often say to me, I just want my life back. And I come from the tough love school of counseling, where I have to say, honey, this is your life.
Yep.
And, it doesn't mean that you're not on your path, but all paths are not kind of jet runways that just take you straight up into the sky. Some paths are very circuitous, and some paths have no shoulders, and some paths have roadkill. But that doesn't mean that you're not on your path, and that at the very next right turn or left turn you'll come across a miracle. So it's not to say that it's always easy to follow your heart, but it's the way to stay on your path.
Donna, I could kiss you. You just you're speaking to me so exactly where I'm at. Goodness, we're getting close to a commercial. I love radio. That's the one thing that's a challenge for me. I get into conversation, I have to pay attention to that. So before we get any closer to the break, which is in 2 minutes, could you let people know how to get a hold of you, what your website is for people that are listening and want to also read about you?
Sure. I have two websites. My general personal website is www.donnahennes.net. And then there's a website that's totally dedicated to the Queen of Myself, and it's called www.thequeenofmyself.com.
Wonderful. So, www.thequeenofmyself. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about this midlife transition. And Donna's come up with, you have 1 minute. Just say a little bit about what the Queen is. You'll say it better than I will.
Well, the Queen is, on one level, the Queen is a new stage for a woman's life. It's not a new stage, but it's a new stage that I've identified specifically because women in their midlife don't fit into any of the stages of the triple goddess. Haven't been maidens for a really long time, and we're no longer mother material in that 24/7 kind of way, and we're nowhere near being old crones. So what are we? and especially for the baby boom generation, which is the largest demographic in this country, we were totally left out. And so I kind of deconstructed the triple goddess and made her a fourfold goddess. So I think of it as of the stages of a woman's life as the maiden, the mother, the queen, and the crone.
I love that. I love that. I did a little mini workshop on Take Back the Queendom, and it wasn't just for, you know, middle age, but I love what you're doing with this. I remember thinking myself, where do I fit? I don't feel like I'm a crone and I'm going out of the, you know, I'm getting to the end of the 24/7 mother time, and it's transitioning. I'm going, and I saw what you were doing. I'm like, I love what you're doing. So when we come back from the break, we get to hear more about the queen and how to be the queen of yourself. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Come down, selector.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get so frazzled you find it difficult to function. Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And today we have the award-winning author, Donna Hennis. And she wrote, in addition to many articles and a number of other books, The Queen of Myself, Stepping into Sovereignty in Midlife. So, Donna.
Yes.
Why is this transition into midlife so difficult for so many women?
In short, it's because it's all about loss.
Mm.
You know, certainly adolescence is a really hard transition, and you know, hardly anybody wants to go back there again.
Yeah. You know? I had a really rough puberty.
I suppose if you were the captain of the football team or something, you know, that might have been the highlight of your life, but for most people, it's not happy times. And but the pain of adolescence, it's like growing pains. It's to a positive end. You know, we're coming into our adult bodies. We're gaining more independence and more freedom. And, you know, it's hard and it's awkward, but it's all to a good cause. And what happens in midlife is that we start losing a lot of stuff. There's the whole empty nest syndrome. You know, so we lose our kids. I mean, we don't lose them, but we lose that kind of 24/7 mothering. And for those of us who didn't have kids, and that's a lot, that's between a fifth and a quarter of baby boom women chose, because we had the right to choose, not to have children, for whatever their reasons were. So for those women, losing our fertility is hard, because there's kind of a melancholy bittersweetness to it, because even if they never wanted kids, there's absolutely no way now, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a door that closes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, physically we lose, besides our blood, we lose some of our eyesight, and we lose the pigment in our hair, and we lose some of the elasticity in our skin, and we lose whatever battle we've been having with gravity, you know. And if you watch TV for more than 5 minutes, you discover that we lose absolute control of our bladders. we just lose a lot physically. Not to say to give up, not to say that people into their 80s can't be in good shape, but, you know, it's a battle to do it. A lot of people lose their mates. There's a huge spike in divorce in midlife. And it's not, you know, I mean, the movies would have it that, you know, men go through midlife crisis, and it comes out as running away with their secretary, you know, who is always blonde and always beautiful and always thin. And the first wife just gets kind of chucked aside. But in reality, that's not really the case. In reality, the majority of midlife divorces are instigated by the woman, and not because of infidelity, but because they wake up one day and they just say, oh, I can't do this anymore, you know, I want my own life. And so you lose that partner, and you also lose your partner because men start to die in their midlife, and so a lot of women are widowed at a relatively early age. We lose our parents for the most part in midlife. Certainly there are people who were orphaned very young. And there are also people whose parents live to a very ripe old age. I actually have a friend I think she's in her late 70s, and she still fights with her mother every day, you know. Her mom is like 98 or something. You know? So that can happen too, but for the most of us start seeing our parents lose a little bit of their vigor and a little bit of their, you know, independence and mobility and so on. For a lot of women, we lose our upward mobility because we reach a glass ceiling at a certain point, and you can't really advance too much beyond that after a certain age. And I've talked to a lot of women academics who, when they reach their 50s or so, are denied tenure after 30 years of teaching or something because they can get some new graduate student in for a fraction of their salary. You know, and the list goes on. And I think in a way the most important thing that we lose is a kind of innocence that we are mortal. I mean immortal, I'm sorry. You know, we start to really get it. I mean, we might know it intellectually before this time, but now we really get it. You know what? This doesn't go on forever. And that changes a lot of things. So it's a lot of loss at this time of life. And so it's a very difficult transition. And some women really have a hard time with it. And some men do too. And I actually, part of my consulting is, I call it the midlife midwife, is to help people get through, you know. But the good news is on the other end.
Oh, yeah,
I just want to say it. Okay. Yeah, you're saying, oh, help, isn't there any?
Well,
now
had,
what? Is this it?
I've had four friends and four acquaintances, beloved acquaintances, die in the last 9 months.
Yeah.
And then another woman that I'd worked for who... I didn't know her that well, but I loved her and her family. And she died of old age, but the eight other people or friends that were a little older than me, because I've tended to be friends with people that are anywhere between 5 and 15 years older than I am for my closest circle. And I've been really getting it, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, seeing like a whole big chunk of my community have just died in the last 9 months. So when you're talking about loss, I was going, yeah, and I've been feeling it. I've had a terrible accident, which accelerated aging process for being invalid for quite some time, but I looked at how my body's changed, and my eyelids started to sag, and other parts that we won't mention right now. But so when I'm listening to you, I was going, okay, I can come up with good news myself, but I was going, okay, the good news, what's that? Losing one thing, making room for something else. So let me hear it.
Well, you know, I would be lying to say it's easy, okay? And I'm not talking about menopausal symptoms, you know. I mean, that's treated like a disease. It's not a disease. It's just a, you know, transition in our life. But the other attendant losses that everybody experiences in midlife, everybody doesn't experience all of them, but we all experience some loss. And that makes it very hard. But, you know, Gallup, who the pollster, took a poll of women age 55 and older and asked them what was the very best decade of their life. And maybe, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'm fudging on these numbers a little bit, but something like 10% said their 20s, maybe 12% said their 30s, and so on. But the majority of the women said right now. Now, isn't that interesting? We have everything to lose, and we've never been happier. And that's because what we gain at this time of our life is ourself, with a capital S. Mm-hmm. We really come into ourselves. We really feel ourselves start to become the woman who we always thought we could be, or knew we would be, or hoped we could be. You know, we gain this wisdom, and we gain this distance, and we gain a kind of an independence that never happened before. You know, it's you wake up one morning, and it's like there's a magical occurrence, but you wake up one morning at a certain age, and it's different for everybody. It could be younger than midlife, and some people never get it, but you know, most of us wake up one morning and just realize, who made those rules? Who said I have to X, Y, or Z? You know? I don't care what you think, you know, basically.
We're right up to the next break, but just when you say that, I have a dog that's middle-aged, a female dog that's middle-aged, and her name's Angel, and she's always been one who lived up to her name, and then some people just thought she was just the sweetest dog. And in the last number of months, she's gotten more and more where she thinks for herself what she wants to do rather than doing what I want her to do. And I thought, oh my God, she's a middle-aged woman, just like all the other middle-aged women, suddenly
that
realizing
so
they can be independent. Her personality is totally changing, you know. But
is really interesting because I have one too, and it never even occurred to me.
Yeah, her personality change has been rather dramatic, and I'm adjusting to it. So we're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. We'll be back with Donna Hennis, or Mama Donna, as she's affectionately called, in just a few minutes.
Ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openingtoecstasy.com. And before we go any further, I want to take a little side street for a moment, or more like a rest under a tree. And I just want to share that before we were on air today, I was having a, I don't know if any of you ever go through times where you feel really stressed and you know your perception is off and nothing is feeling right. I was feeling like that, and I just didn't want to go on air with that kind of energy. And my partner is so wise and supportive and wonderful. I'm so grateful for him. And he called and he said, Lynette, do your cosmic trash transformer guided visualization. And it's a 15-minute audio that I made as a gift within the last month. And we just got it up on the site within the last couple weeks. And that's at openingtoecstasy.com. And it's yours for free. And I made it, and it's beautiful, and it's set to beautiful music, but I hadn't actually listened to it and done it myself, and I was getting rave reviews from clients, and very pleased about that, but I hadn't actually done it myself. I'd thought it in my mind, but I hadn't put it on and listened to it, so I did that before the show, and it really made a difference. I went from just feeling out of sorts and grumpy and my heart pretty closed and my mind just full of way too much stuff to feeling my heart open and a love to let everybody in and to let the love out for everyone. And so I just want to encourage everyone, go to openingtoecstasy.com and try it out. And I'd love to hear what you think about it. So back to our wonderful guest, Donna Hennis. And she also is known as Mama Donna. And she's talking to us today about her book and her, what would it be called? It's an additional goddess in, she talked about the triple goddess and, you know, mother, so it'd be maiden, mother, crone, and not fitting in any of that herself and realizing that so much of the rest of us don't either, came up with something that really fit for her and feels a fit for me and I'm sure for many of you, the queen. And she's sharing with us today so much wisdom. So if you're just coming on the show right now, be sure to go listen to the playback and continue listening today, but listen to what she's already shared. I'm going to go back and listen to it again myself. So Donna, for those who aren't quite sure, what exactly do you mean by queen?
Well, a queen is a woman usually in her middle years, but you know, I think that if you really identify, then you are. Who has lived her, a good part of her life and has learned a lot of lessons and gained a lot of wisdom and mastery and is not yet old. She's young enough to have energy, to do things, but old enough to know better than to do something. So I think of the queen as the woman in charge. Specifically, and most importantly, the woman in charge of herself, in charge of her own care and feeding, responsible for... You know, I have to interject here with a little story because it's really, you know, it's not as easy as it sounds. You know, we've been raised for the most part to be good girls and to serve others and to put ourselves last if we are on the list at all.
Yes, I know this is a very, very common problem, and it's something I'm still working on in myself.
Right, exactly.
And just being responsible for my own food and care is not always that easy for me either.
Exactly. Well, you know, I mentioned in the last segment about, you know, the counseling that I do, calling it the midlife midwife. Well, one of my clients called me on her cell phone from an aisle in a supermarket, and she was crying hysterically. She was so upset. She'd been divorced for quite a long time, but had two teenage children, and they were both now suddenly gone. You know, off to camp and then to college or whatever. It was like that was it. And here she was in the supermarket for the very first time in probably 18 years. And I don't know how long she was married. It could have been longer than that. And she had no idea what to buy. You know, this one's allergic to this. This one likes this.
Yeah,
this one won't
touch
that. And, you know, it was like, how long has it been since she asked herself, well, Christina, what would you like for dinner tonight? And she had no idea. She was so out of touch with her own desires and realized it, and it really upset her. So this is, you know, I mean, it might sound funny, but it's really important.
I work with people in such a way where I feel what they feel in their body. And this is so common. It's unbelievable. And I realized that their bodies and their spirits were like literally screaming out to me because they weren't listening themselves. Like, I didn't never intend to say, you know, channel someone who's passed on or, you know, hear their spirit ever. But sometimes a deceased person of someone that's just an acquaintance will come to me and be telling me something. I'm like going, I don't want dead people coming around me. Please go away. And they're saying nobody else will listen, that they're talking to these other people. And I get the same thing from people's bodies, souls, and it's with everybody to some degree. But to some people, you know, many people, they have no idea what their body is telling them, and their body is screaming at them.
Yeah, and their soul.
Yes.
You know, then their self. I think of the self with a capital S in the same way that Jung talks about it, you know, is that it's the combination of our mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual parts. And if we haven't developed one or more of those parts, that part is really starved and is crying out for development and attention. So that's another part, actually, of becoming a queen, is to try to achieve that balance. You know, we all have all those same parts, and we've all developed them in a different order and a different priority, and, you know, and if everybody who's listening made a list of those four things, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, I'm sure they would put that list in a different order in terms of how they feel that they've developed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this time of life, there's a real deep, even physical imperative to put those parts together and for the part of ourselves that we've neglected for whatever reason, we really want to start developing now. And so the queen is also somebody who is balanced in herself and recognizes and honors all of her different parts and doesn't try to, you know, sit on one of them and suppress it, you know.
Mm. So then, just because a woman is in this more middle-aged part of her life, it doesn't mean she's a queen, if that's the definition, that she's balanced, because I don't know who's balanced.
Well, exactly. I think it's a process, you know. I think nobody, that's the difference, you know, in the quote-unquote real world. The monarchy is, the only way you can be a queen is to either, you know, be born a princess and become a queen when your father dies, like Queen Elizabeth, or to marry a king. But in a spiritual sense, we become a queen because we desire that power. We desire to step into our sovereignty and not hold ourselves back and to use all of our abilities, especially now that we realize we don't have forever to do it. The French have a wonderful expression that says, when a woman loses her blood, she gains her voice.
Mm. And I love it. I found that to be so true.
Yes. And I think actually that's why there was no space for, one of the reasons why there was no space for a midlife woman in that traditional triple goddess model.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
You know, because that model was invented by a man. You know, so it was Robert Graves in the book The White Goddess, and he was the first person to articulate the triple goddess as age identified.
Mm.
And, you know, he left out the midlife women. And I think that's because from a traditional, typical male point of view, obviously there are enlightened men in the world today, thank goodness.
Yes.
But, you know, from this traditional patriarchal point of view, you know, they love the maidens, you know.
Yes.
They're not threatening.
We have to go to the break, and I want to pick this conversation up when we come back. I have experienced this myself as well. I heard one man say that he would date, he didn't care about age as long as a woman was of age and not middle-aged. That Whoa. He didn't want a woman going through this sort of change because he found it impossible. He was a nice man, but very afraid. And I think that's what it is the fear. So I am so appreciative for the work that you're doing for the women, giving them permission and to help them know that they're not actually insane, and for the men, that when people are educated, you know, the education that you're sharing, then the men can be less afraid as well. So we're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Come on, Selecta.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We're able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Bondan Selecta!
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openingtoecstasy.com. And I know that for some reason, ecstasy is a word that everybody spells wrong, but just spell check it, okay? openingtoecstasy.com. Okay, Donna. this is the last segment of the show, and I wish I could talk to you for hours longer, but I want to make sure, first of all, that people get your contact information again, and I know that you lead people in rituals and you do personal counseling, and I want to hear about that and what you have to offer, you know, along the lines of, you know, how does a woman go about becoming a queen? And I suspect that you have some help for that. So let's get here your contact information, and then how do women go about becoming a queen? How do you help that process?
Well, the fast and simple and easy answer to that is to get the book, The Queen of Myself. Because that's definitely, I hope, helpful. And
yes.
Yes. Okay.
And it's thequeenofmyself.com.
And yes, the website is thequeenofmyself.com. And I would urge people to go there because on the first page, you can sign up for a complimentary subscription to the Queen's Chronicles, which is a monthly e-zine that follows the book. It kind of picks up where the book leaves off, and so it's a monthly in your mailbox full of inspiration and information and encouragement for our empowerment.
Wonderful. And I'm gonna get that.
Oh, good. Good. And I'm just working on the next issue now, so that'll be out in early August. So, you know, and I do really, really enjoy working with women one at a time, in person or on the phone, to just help. You know, I can be a guide because I've been there and I've done it, you know, and I live to tell about it. And I do Queen of Myself workshops and, you know, day-long workshops that are really wonderful. And they're a lot, it involves a lot of ritual, and the day concludes in a royal coronation ceremony where we actually are crowned queens of ourselves. So that's really a lot of fun. But I do want to say how important it is to grab our power right now. The world really needs us. You know, I'm not saying anything that your listeners, I'm sure, don't know and don't probably agree with, or they wouldn't be listening. But, you know, the planet is on the brink of big trouble right now. And we're already in big trouble. Let's just say we're on the brink of disaster. And here we are, these midlife women who are powerful, who are capable, who are competent, who are confident, and we can really make a big difference. And, you know, the way we start is by claiming the power in our own lives. And some people feel queasy about calling themselves queens because they think that makes them better than anybody else. But in a more feminist way of thinking about power, we're not thinking about power over anybody. We're thinking about empowerment from ourselves and for ourselves. So there are about 60 million women in their middle years right now. And there are 60 million thrones. And I would like to see, you know, a rear end on every single throne. And I mean, just think of what the world will be like with all these women who are empowered in their own personal lives. And then we can join together with other women who are equally powerful.
Absolutely.
And equally
Absolutely.
Wonderful,
yes.
Right? And we can
yes.
really make the changes that yes. we want to see.
That's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. That's exactly why. I've said this on the radio before, that I felt called to do this work and was very resistant. And then I saw a vision that it was so strong that it felt like lightning almost going through my body. But I saw this tidal wave, and this voice said, you know, there is a tidal wave of women, divine energy, feminine energy, rising up to go wash across the planet, and it's just so needed to heal and transform. And I felt it in my body, and I could really see the potential and the power in the most healing and beautiful way for the women to rise up, heal themselves, and heal the world together. And I said, okay, I'm in.
Right.
That's why
right.
I'm here.
Exactly. And I think a lot of us feel this, but we keep voting these, you know, people in who disappoint us. And, you know, it's time to say, well, I could do a better, you know.
Wow.
I could do, you know.
That is so great.
So I would really like to see that, you know. I would really like to see. And there's a whole other issue there. I was doing a workshop at a center here in New York State called the Omega Institute, which is kind of like Esalen is in California. And I was saying that there are 60 million of us out there if only we realized how much power we had. Mm-hmm. And if only we used it. And one woman raised her hand and said, and if only we weren't afraid of it.
Absolutely, yes.
So, you know, gals, there is nothing to be afraid of but our own fear. And, you know, it's time. It's really time.
Yes. And the men will be less afraid of this feminine energy at this level when the women are no longer afraid of it.
Well, exactly. And I've had a lot of men who come to readings and other things that I've done who've said, I really want there to be a woman president, you know? This is...
Maybe we need a small group of women instead of one male president.
Yeah, okay, a council. That's right, a queen's council. Absolutely.
Yes, queen's council.
Yes. I would like to see that, too.
We are up against the end of the show here, and I am so not done talking with you, but the time says I am. So it's Donna Hennis, and go to thequeenofmyself.com. You can get her book, you can sign up for our newsletter, and you will be able to link to there to finding out about all the different things that she's up to, the counseling and the Queen of Myself workshops. And it sounds super exciting and wonderful, and even though I live on the West Coast, I'm really tempted to go. I'm going to check it out myself for sure. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Donna, for being on. I really, really appreciate your wisdom.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoyed this, and long live Queen Lynette.
Thank you, Mama Donna.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone out there, for listening today. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy will be Life is Not a Dress Rehearsal, and this is by author Sharon Chumash. I need to ask her how to pronounce her last name as well. She is a happiness coach, and what she's going to be talking about is how happiness is not an illusion, but a vivid, brilliant expansion of you, the authentic you, the you at peace.
Listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.